Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Hi, Everett.
Congratulations.
Thank you, my friend.
You shouldn't have done it quite in such big style.
How you feeling?
Well, I'm in the hospital. And I'm leaving here tomorrow to go to Florida.
Well, I just hope you'd get a good rest and that you'd come out of it all right, because we can't afford to have you on the sidelines.
Well, I don't want to be on the sidelines, and this isn't too serious, except it does offer some pain. So I thought I'd go down and get in the sun for a while.
I gather it's slip disc?
Yeah, well, no. It probably is just a little spread or a little impaction of some kind.
Oh, well.
Mike was here this morning.
Oh.
He came in from Montana.
Yeah.
Now, I said I was going to call you. I wondered whether there were going to be any conferences before first of the year, or whether there were to be any sessions, because I was going to get myself fixed to go down there and stay until Christmas if I could.
I haven't got anything in mind at the moment, although things are pretty rough in one or two spots I would like to talk to you about, but I wouldn't delay it. I'd go on, and anything develops, I'll either call you on the phone or come by to see you or do something else.
Yeah, well, it's only a couple of hours up here.
Yeah, yeah, well, I can send...
Of course, this pain may just subside overnight.
Well, the first thing you do is take care of yourself, because we love you, and you you get in shape, and if anything is emergency, urgent, I'll have a jet plane there to bring you any time, and I won't work awfully close with you, and I think you got a wonderful chance now to make a great contribution to your party and to the country too, and I just hope that you take the leadership on it, because we got awful nasty down here. Just got awful nasty.
I understand.
The Billy Saul Estes, and they threatened all the niggers, and they passed out the stuff saying we're going to arrest you if you go vote, and it was the worst thing that you've ever seen in your lifetime. And we've got to keep our underlings now from going hog wild and becoming better, and we've got to try to unite the country and do like we did when under Eisenhower, and at least present a united front we can, and we'll slug it out again in 68.
Yeah. Well, I have only two comments to make. I did get a good exchange. I got a Hollywood actor for a friend from New York. That's on the plus side, I think. And you almost looked my friend in Delaware.
I don't know. What happened up there? Did he have a close race?
He finally came through.
They told me that he just had to, that our man, I dropped off there on the way to New York, but they told me that that the governor just had 31% on the polls and Williams had 60-something.
Yeah, but it turned out awfully close.
It did?
Yeah.
Well,
I thought Carver had a very interesting slogan. What Delaware wants in the Senate is not a policeman, but a statesman.
Yeah, John's been a little rough on us, and he and his secretary are going to have to quieten down some. They oughtn't to be so mean to us now. But I hope you can take charge of that group, and I'll work very closely with you, and you know the great respect and the great affection I have for you. I demonstrated that from the day that old Stiles told me you wanted to be leader.
Well, it's mutual, you know.
And I said in every stump in this country that Arthur Vandenberg had worked with Truman and the communists in Greece and Turkey, and I'd worked with Eisenhower in the Formosa Straits and Suez, and that Everett Dirksen worked with Jack Kennedy on test ban and other things. And I think that you've got a unique responsibility, and you're not a good fighter that gets petty and goes after the little things. So please get well, or your country never needed you more.
Yeah, regards to Lady Bird.
Thank you.